ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
So, Norman, how old were you when you realised you were getting old?
Oh, it was last week when I turned 50.
If you keep saying it enough, maybe it'll start becoming true.
Yes,
Norman's
that's
50.
Right.
Norman's 50.
Yeah, rather than 51. Yeah.
There's this sort of meme where you're looking back at yourself 2 years ago, thinking about how young and beautiful you were and how it was wasted on you at the time. And then I keep looking back at myself being like, oh, how about that? When I was 30, I was actually...
Well, for me, it's sort of to be 49 again, but you know, who knows? But that's what this week's What's That Rash is about. Why does everything start to hurt when you turn 30?
So, yes, we have a question from Anna asking basically exactly that.
Hi, Tegan and Norman. I have a question for you. I'm 29, and with every month that I get closer to 30, I feel like everything in my body is starting to break. Everything hurts more. Everything's achy. What is it about turning 30 that starts to really wreck your body? I want to know.
I do like this because I remember, so our colleague Belinda Smith in the ABC Science Unit wrote a story basically called Why Does Everything Start to Fall Apart When You Turn 30? About 8 or 9 years ago, and now she and I are both not 30 anymore. And it's just so funny.
Yeah, you're catching up on me.
You stay the same and we're just getting closer and closer in age.
That's right.
To you. I am interested because it really felt very true for me when I read it at the time. But now that I'm 40, it seems incredibly true, and I suspect that I'll feel the same way in another 10, 20, 30, 40, hopefully 50 years' time.
I just think you and Belinda are wimps. Really?
God. No, there's got to be something to it, right? Like, you definitely, your skin ages. Like, you have outward signs of aging, but you also have things hurt in joints that didn't hurt, used to hurt anymore. Like, my neck hurts in the morning sometimes as well. Surely there is stuff happening inside the body.
Oh,
come on. Work with me here. I'm coming to you with an honest question.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll stop myself. Yep, carry on.
Well, no, give me an answer.
Well, apart from being a wimp, look, what I will say before I get down to the answer is everybody has aches and pains. Yeah, you start to notice them around certain ages, but everybody has aches and pains. If somebody listening to us just starts to think about it, even if there's plenty of people listening to us who are in their 20s, if you just think about it, you've probably got an ache somewhere. I mean, if I start to think about it, I was at the gym this morning and I was trying a new sort of abdo exercise. So I've got a bit of a pain in my lower left abdomen and I've got a bit of a pain. You know, I can start moaning now. I've got a bit of pain in my upper right.
Yeah, yes. Who's the whip now?
That's right. But if you start thinking about it, we've all got aches and pains. It depends how much you notice it. But I think that as we get older, our life circumstances change, particularly for women. So when you've got young kids, you are carrying the kids, you are doing different things, you're not necessarily thinking about your body posture, you're putting them in the car, things are twisting and turning, and you're also not getting the exercise that you used to, so your body is not as toned often as it was. And I think this is probably more of a thing for women than men.
Oh, it's the least ergometric thing in the world is having a baby. It's like your body accommodates this baby. It produces a hormone that makes all of your ligaments relax even more, which means there's even less structural support. Then you turn yourself into a prawn, putting the thing to sleep and breastfeeding it and then getting it into its cot and into the car seat, like you say. And then both times with me, I wondered why I suddenly had like back problems that were sending me to the physio. And then you look at like I spent most of my life in a C shape on the couch and it all suddenly made sense.
Yes. And things start to change. Your ligaments start to age. They're not quite as supple as they were. Muscles are not quite as supple as they were, particularly if you're not getting the amount of exercise. Your body is stiffening up a bit. And you're not necessarily able, because you've got kids, and probably for most women, you're not getting the support that you should be getting from your partner who insists on going to the gym while you slave away at home. You know, and the man comes home and says, "You're just being a wimp." So I don't think it's any more complicated than that.
Is it not also your working life, though? Because I think about when I was at uni and that sort of thing, you're walking around, perhaps if you're in your 20s, you're playing a lot of sport and you've got a life that's a bit more of a mixture. You might be studying and working, but you're also probably out being a bit more active. Whereas when you get older, I've got a job that's very much office-based, as do a lot of people, and then we spend a lot of our leisure time also in front of screens as well, that you're just maybe not getting as much of the incidental exercise that you might have got when you were younger.
I think that's true. And some people have very physical jobs. They're not actually sitting down. They're doing construction jobs, they're carpenters or what have you. And they will tell you that they feel more and more worn out as time goes on, which is one reason why people who are in construction trades, trades in general, don't like the idea of a later retirement age. Not that they don't want to work longer in life, it's that they find it physically hard to because they've been worn down. Farmers, for example, are very much more likely to get knee arthritis because of the things that they have to do as part of their daily work. So occupations can either decondition you or overuse certain parts of your body, which prematurely age them.
Right. So it's damned if you do it. If you're at a desk job, you're not conditioned enough. And if you're out being physical, you're overusing it. So there is something mechanical there.
There is. And then on top of that, there's the psychology of pain, which is that if you are going through a period in your life where your mood is low or you've got higher levels of anxiety, you can be more bodily aware than other people. And therefore, the, if you like, the neurological messages of pain and discomfort are amplified. And one of the things about getting mental health issues treated and dealt with is that they can actually dampen down this awareness of these bodily factors like pain and discomfort, and you can cope with them a lot better than before. Not that the depression or anxiety is causing the pain, it's just changing your almost the level at which you start to perceive it.
So we've got this idea of pain perception changing with age, not just 30-year-olds, but 40, 50, 60, beyond.
Yeah, there is a little bit of evidence that we become a bit more pain tolerant as we get older. That may be associated with mood as much as anything else, or just that you've had a lifetime of being 30 and the aches and pains and you've got used to them. Who knows? But there is some evidence that you're more tolerant of pain as you get older, but that's a sweeping generalization. I mean, we're not necessarily talking about frank pain here. I mean, the question that we've got from Anna is as much about discomfort as it is about pain. You know, it's just about aches and creaks and stiffness and just things aren't working quite the way they used to. So, I mean, this isn't a watch that rash about pain. It's more about this creakiness with age, I suspect.
So what about muscle loss? Because I know that that's something that can really start to hit with people who are a lot older than 30, but it can start slowly. Sarcopenia.
Well, there's two aspects to muscle loss, particularly in this age of semaglutide and the GLP-1 agonists, which are for weight loss, is that if you are overweight and you go into an extreme weight loss diet, you can lose muscle mass, and it's very hard to put it on. So you go to a gym and, you know, get a gym instructor and you say, well, I want to put back my muscle mass. Their eyes quietly roll because they know how hard work it is to put back muscle mass. So you've got to be careful with weight loss, is that you maintain your protein intake and you really do a lot of muscle strengthening to maintain your muscle mass. But you're right, sarcopenia does weaken the joints and make things a lot more difficult in terms of getting up out of a chair, getting off the ground, pushing yourself along. And so maintaining your muscle mass is incredibly important, and mixing your exercise so that you're doing muscle strengthening along with aerobics. And people forget that a lot of muscle strengthening is in fact aerobic exercise. Just try and do 15 squats.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You are out of breath at the end of that if you're doing it properly.
What about collagen?
Collagen injections, you know, the sort of Kardashian collagen you're talking about here?
No, like collagen's in all sorts of tissues in your body, and if it's breaking down in your face and making you look less juicy and beautiful on the outside, surely you're losing it somewhere on the inside as well, and that's having an effect.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about tissue laxity. Things are just not being held up the way they once were. It's not just collagen, it's the ligaments in your body as well, which collagen is involved with. By the way, when you come to your face, the other thing about rapid weight loss and these GLP-1s, rapid facial aging is one of the side effects of that. It's not fully explained by muscle and fat loss. So that's another issue. Hard to put back muscle on your face as much as it is on your biceps. So collagen loss is a thing, that your connective tissue becomes less connective as you get older.
So I guess what we're kind of circling around to here is, how do you stop it, or how do you slow it? Because honestly, we're lucky to live in a time where most people live quite long lives with better health throughout that life than they used to have. I don't want the start of the decline to be at 30. That's just bleak.
Yeah. I think that if you're aware of it, then you can do something about it and recognize that this is, doesn't mean that you're rapidly aging, but it does mean that things are happening with your body that you could actually fix up. And if you're starting to get aches and pains, particularly if you're a young mother, then it's time to be tough with your partner, saying, I need time to restore my body, whether it's through Pilates, which is great for muscle strengthening. And a lot of women, I think one of the reasons that a lot of women swear by Pilates is they recognize how much stronger it makes them. Yoga also is great for muscle strengthening. And these will help you feel better in terms of these aches and pains because it will strengthen your physical structure. So I think you take it as a signpost to get back into stuff that you were doing before you had kids.
So even for people who haven't got kids, they're seeing these changes, muscle strengthening, really important. What else?
Well, I think you also
I've got it. It's a diet rich in fruit and vegetables, plenty of sleep and lots of exercise, isn't it?
Well, you can do that.
But it is, isn't it?
What I was actually going to say was, and it's reiterating, what, summarizing what I said earlier, is you've actually got to think about your psychological health. And you're starting to feel aches and pains. Is your mood low? Are you feeling an increased level of anxiety? And if your mood's low, increased level of anxiety, you actually need to talk to your GP. Maybe having some sessions with a clinical psychologist will help you through that and give you some strategies for that. Because if you are feeling a bit low and anxious, it's going to be hard for you to get out and actually do stuff to make yourself feel physically better. I mean, the assumption is at 30, your diet's not too bad. It's more the other stuff that goes on around it.
Well, be like Anna, send us your questions by emailing thatrash@abc.net.au. We love getting your audio questions. Use the Voice Memos app on your phone or whatever you've got to send us your voice asking your question, and we will do our best to answer it.
And Anna, I wasn't calling you a wimp. I was calling Tegan a wimp.
Oh, I think that was very clear. I think everyone was clear on who was being a wimp here today.
Yeah, we never insult the people who ask us questions because they always expand our horizons.
We only insult each other.
Go away, you wimp. See you later.
See you later.